Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Wendy Sue Noah. She is a social media and business expert with a conscience, social entrepreneur, brand ambassador, and published author. We're going to talk about startups with a heart. Wendy, welcome to our podcast.
Oh, Christopher, thank you so much for having me.
So let's just dive right in. You talk about conscience and a heart and business. So
That's a lot, huh?
Well, no, it's a good thing because sometimes people, when they look at business, it's all about the numbers, it's all about scalability. But really, if there is no heart in a business, then what are you really doing? It's just a hollow shell of making money. Now for you, when did you decide to really have that as your thing, as your brand, as your focus?
Well, that's such a good question. And I prepared a little speech, but I didn't expect that question. So I'm going to go back to when I was in college and I did an internship. I was in Boston and I did an internship with Reebok International. And I was part of a $6 million tour. It was called the Human Rights Tour with Peter Gabriel, Bruce Springsteen, Tracy Chapman, Sting, and they were basically traveling the world wearing Reeboks and singing about human rights. And I said, oh my God, I love this. This is what I want to do. I want to be able to bring, you know, the corporate conscience into mainstream society.
And what did you feel when, again, at that scale and that level, very few people will have that experience. So what inspired you that much? Because it's been some time where when you have been inspired that much, still with you, what was it about that?
Is well,
the people
thank you
that you
again.
Saw in the audience?
That's such a good question, because that was what started my business, social media business with a conscience. And then what happened was I moved to California from Boston to San Francisco, right at the crux of the dot-com boom. And I actually joined a startup that I was told was only funded for 6 months. And I left a very cushiony corporate job. And I said, okay, I'm gonna do it. So we launched the first online matchmaking site called Match.com. I was part of that startup.
No way.
Yes way, I was. Yeah, I was in the basement launching that in 1995. So that's where I saw how love and relationships and the power of the internet can come together.
How long did you work there for?
Well, I was there for a year and a half, about as long as the founder, Gary Kremen, and a lot of the original crew. And then what happened was we became very successful and noticed. We were the first online business site, one of the first, to charge a subscription fee, which was huge at the time. So we call them the suitors. So Intel and all these banks that came over and bought Match.com out. And the original crew was basically let go. So from there, I went to Fujitsu and I worked on virtual worlds, which was also very fascinating to see how people interacted in a avatar, virtual body.
Well, let's first talk about the Match.com world, because it's so important in terms of the lessons you learn. And again, you literally are in a pioneering spot. So A year and a half might not seem long, but in a startup, it's like 15 years. So
Yes.
What did you first realize during that time of a year and a half? Because you literally were there at ground zero. It's literally like saying, yeah, I worked at Amazon in the early mid-90s with Jeff. So it's the same thing
right.
With you.
Yes.
Pioneered the Tinders and the Bumbles and the Coffee Meets Bagel, whatever the heck other types of things out there.
Well, Craig was one of my friends when he was starting Craigslist. Yeah.
So Craig, and I think that I've heard, because Craig from the Bay Area used to have these parties too, right? Like they would just invite people because he wanted to have a creative community.
Oh, it was so wonderful, Christopher. It was so intimate. Like we really knew one another. We were starting the new mass medium, you know? And I was a mass media major in college. So this was like a dream come true. And we had lots of gatherings and parties where we got to share what we were doing and work together.
Yeah. And let's talk about why you chose to get into social media. So you talk about startups, you talk about having a heart and a conscience. And so tell us about your reason of getting into the social media world.
Okay, thank you, Christopher. You're wonderful. You're just leading me on here. So what happened was during, like you said, just a year and a half was a lot longer than you could imagine when you're starting something new, right? So in the year 2000, there was the dot-com crash and pretty much millions of dollars and the startup incubator, everything, all this creative energy crashed. There was no more money. So I ended up getting married and moving to LA and starting a family.
Was it through Match.com?
Actually, that's a really funny question. I did meet someone through Match.com who I was with for a couple of years. But no, this was another person. And then I ended up being a single mom here in LA. And I said, okay, well, I have a lot of experience online with social media. We used to call it online communities back in the day. So I said, you know, I'm going to raise my family and also continue with my passion of bringing people together with a conscience. And now I work with nonprofits. I work with a lot of indie filmmakers and book authors and psychotherapists. And I share guided meditations online. It's wonderful.
Nice. No, I really believe that what you're talking about and your energy and your heart, I can feel it because I meditate. I've been doing it for about 20 years, and that's probably why we connected so easily prior to the podcast. Why do you think it's so important that people are aware? It sounds like almost like a, really, Chris, you're asking the question, but really, conscience and heart are so important in life, but especially in business. Why do you think some people don't see that?
You know, it's very interesting that you asked that question. A friend of mine just told me yesterday that she sees the corona and COVID is being a out of jail card for a lot of people, where people no longer have to work their day-to-day job they did for years that they hate. And I think that's part of the problem, Christopher, is that people are so focused on just paying the rent and taking that vacation and making their, you know, family happy, that they lose their heart and their conscience in just trying to survive or, you know, make good money. But what I have found, which is one thing I would like to leave today if we're ending soon, is that the more you follow your passion and your conscience and the more you know that you're doing something to help others, the more doors open and the more business comes. Yeah. It's a good thing.
It is. It's almost like when people say you want to serve people, but it's also selfish because I feel good. Like when I get to share your story, for instance, right? I'm happy. You're happy. We're smiling. We're hopefully giving back. And obviously what you're sharing is like a seed. And when you plant that seed into our listener's heart, whether that grows or not, it's not really up to us, but you're planting that seed of intention. And that's the beauty of this podcast, because we have listeners literally from 92 countries. So who knows who's going to listen to this. So for you, Wendy, from a very practical standpoint, you talk about social media, you talk about conscience and heart. And with social media, it's so immediate, where a lot of people are distracted. But what's one thing that we can all do to have an awareness of consciousness and heart in our social media posts?
Wow. Oh, that's such a good question, Christopher. I have to say the most important thing is before you hit post, read it again, and maybe even again, and say to yourself, is this going to benefit anyone? Is this going to improve anybody's life? And also, whether it's just sharing about pictures of your family on vacation, is it really true? Because a lot of people say, oh, look, I'm so happy. Look at my family. And they only post pictures of them smiling all the time. Like, do you want people to feel like you're just perfect and your life is perfect? Because that's not always true. So I'm saying be authentic. Don't post unless it's really authentic and it's really from the heart.
That's a perfect way to end our podcast, Wendy. Like I said, it's so easy to post the flashy objects, but ultimately, it's funny you mentioned that, because my last post was why I drove 697 miles for a free speech.
Oh, I want to read that, Christopher. Yeah,
it's literally on Instagram, because again, okay, when I first started, I was very hungry. I wasn't getting paid a lot of money. I didn't know what I was doing, but I got invited to speak at Ball State University, so I literally drove 697 miles for free speech. Took me 12 hours, 2 hours of sleep to call students that I didn't know. But it went back to what you're saying. To this day, I look back at those times because that was my conscience. That was my heart that I wanted to serve and give. And it's funny that you mentioned that literally. What can you post that helps people? And then is that in alignment and authentic with yourself? It literally is a perfect example of that. So Wendy, thank you so much for being on our podcast. How can our guests connect with you and stay in touch?
Thank you so much. My website, WendySueNoah.com. On LinkedIn, Wendy Sue Noah, and on Twitter, Wendy Sue Noah.
Great. Wendy, thank you so much for your time. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher. You too.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to ChristopherKai.com to learn more.